Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos, Daf Chavav, and we will begin on Daf Chav Hei Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Rav Ache Esek Lelebrei. Rav Ache was marrying off his son, Bei Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa, to the family of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa. Ayle Lechuppah, and they had the Chuppah, for I have Mestayim Milsa, and Rav Achai was not being successful in consummating the marriage. Also Basrela Yune, and they tried to understand why indeed this happened. And as the Mefarshim explain this Gemara, the Magid Taluma from the Bnei Yisoschar, on one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected him, as we're going to see, because he should not have done Bia in the room where he was with his wife. And since he shouldn't have done Bia in the room that he was with his wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected him that he didn't do that Bia. But on the other hand, quoting the Shalah, he says that the halach is that a chosin should do Bia as soon as possible after the marriage as possible. And therefore, they were upset. Why didn't they have Bia immediately after the chuppah? Also, Basrela Yunus, they went to analyze what happened. And they saw Chazal Sefer Torah de Mancha. They saw that there was a Sefer Torah in that room, Amalahu. So he said to those that had prepared the room for the Chosin Akala, Echa Hashtalay Asoi, had I not come here to investigate what's going on, Sakanta Labri, my son would have potentially been in great danger. The Tanya Bai Shiesh by Sefer Torah Tfilin, a room that has Sefer Torah Tfilin, also Shamash Bas Mita, you're not allowed to have relations with your wife there, Achi Yitzim, either if they're removed from the room, or Shinichim Keli B'toch Kli, or they should be put Keli B'toch Kli. Says the Gemara on that, Amar Abaya, Lo Yishono El B'Kli She'en A Klayon. This halacha, that you have to put it into a double Keli, is if one of the Kelim is not a keli meant for that. Avon beklishu klayon, if it's a keli that's meant for that, then the halach is afila soramani. Even if you have 10 kelim, it wouldn't be sufficient. Bechad mana chshuvi. They're all considered one keli. However, says Rava glima akamtura, if you put a cover on top of the svarim, so for example, if you have a bookcase in a room with Svarim, and you want to have, and there's going to be B in that room, so the bookcase is considered the Keli of the Svarim, and the cover is considered the Keli B'tar Keli. And since the cover that you're putting around those Svarim are not meant to be there, the Svarim Shank is not normally covered, so that's why it's going to be considered a Keli B'tar Keli. So what we're going to see in the Gemara is that there's a big difference in halacha between a Sefer Torah, which we're going to discuss in a moment, versus other Svarim. Other Svarim require Keli B'toch Keli. And as we learned, the Keli B'toch Keli, one Keli could be a Keli that's always used for that Sefer, or that Davar Shebekedusha, for the Sefer, and the second Keli has to be something which is not designated for that item. The Bach and there's a Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina that says a very big chiddush. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina say that it has to be specifically the way we just described it. A keli which is meant for that, and then betoy keli, a keli which was not meant for that. But says the Rabbeinu Yoina, let's say you'll have two kelim which are both not meant for that sefer, that would not be adequate because you have to have one that's made for it and one that's not made for it. The Bach and Taz take great issue with that decision. They say it doesn't make any sense. If the first Keli, which was meant for that Sefer, since it's only one of the two Kelim, is okay, then certainly if both Kelim are not meant for that Sefer, it should be adequate. And therefore they disagree. But what I saw Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky discusses in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov, he discusses a question which is very common. And that is, you have your tefillin in a bag, and then your tefillin is in the talus bag. Is that going to be considered keli b'tar keli? Because the tefillin are on that bag. That bag is the keli of the tefillin. But the question is, how do we look at the talus bag? Do we look at the talus bag as something which is its keli, or something which is not its keli? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky wants to suggest that that will not suffice for the halacha of keli b'tar keli. Because Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky wants to suggest that the talus bag is meant, the tefillin bag is always put into the talus bag, and therefore it can't be considered any keli. It's a very big chiddush, a very big chumr and a chiddush, because we learned earlier when we spoke about talus bags and tefillin bags and our mesechta, we discussed that a tefillin bag, you can't put money, coins, for example, into a tefillin bag. But we discussed that you could put coins into your talus bag, because a talus bag is not considered tashmish to kedusha. And we didn't make a difference if the talus bag is used exclusively for the talus, or if it's used to hold the tefillin bag as well. It seems that according to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, if you always put, which is usually the case, you always put your tefillin bag into your talus bag, then not only may you not put a dovah shel chol into the tefillin bag, but the halacha would be you can't even put a dovah shel chol into your talus bag. But I did see that the poskim have another reason to be makel when you have your tefillin in your talus bag, if you have your talus there. Because even if we'll take Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's Zatzal's opinion that the talus bag is not considered, is also considered keli, but the talus is certainly not considered the keli which is used for your tefillin. And since the talus is not used as the keli that's used to cover or hold your tefillin bags, so now the talus is certainly not considered the keli, and that will be an adequate. So if you're careful, the way you put your tefillin into a talus bag is to make sure, which is usually, of course, the case, that the talus covers that tefillin bag. Or if you wear two pairs of tefillin, those tefillin bags, then everybody seems to feel you could be makel. Another question that comes up very often when we have this question is, you have a mezuzah around your door of your bedroom. So how could you have relations? You have to have keli b'tarich keli. So most poskim, the Chochmas Adam, takes the opinion that even though the way the mezuzah is typically put into its case, it is their plastic wrapper around, a plastic cover around the mezuzah, and then you have the mezuzah case on top of that mezuzah. So Chochmas Adam says that even though they're always both there, so since they're always both there, that it seems should be considered a situation of keli b'tarich keli. Says the Chochmas Adam, when the person puts his mezuzah on the door in that fashion, that was his intention. His intention from the beginning was that it should be considered keli and ain't a keli. And if that was the tenai that you made from the beginning, that will be sufficient. However, there is another problem. What's going to be the halacha if you have a lucite or a glass mezuzah case? So then you could see the mezuzah through that case. And we learned that when it comes to these halachas, we just learned that the Torah says v'lo yira b'cha ervis dover, and therefore, even if there's a double covering, but if the mezuzah is transparent through its coverings, you still have a concern of v'lo yira b'cha ervis dover. So the way to avoid that issue is in one of two ways. One is to have the mezuzah put on the doorway, on the outside of the door, so that when you close the door of the bedroom, the mezuzah is on the other side of the door. If the mezuzah is on the other side of the door and your door is closed, you obviously have no issue. Another way of avoiding that problem is by covering the mezuzah not with a transparent plastic covering, because if you cover it with a transparent plastic covering, then you have a glass case, you'll have a problem of a lo yira b'cha ervis dover. Rather, what you should do is cover it with like wax paper, which is not transparent. The problem with that is that the minhag is that we cover the mezuzah We want the word Shakai, Shin Dal Yud, which is written on the outside of the mezuzah, to be visible. And if you're going to cover it with wax paper, it won't be visible. But as we said, the halachas that we just discussed were regarding Sforim. What about a Sefer Torah? Amar Rav Shuvah Levi, Sefer Torah, when it comes to a Sefer Torah, and as the Mishnah Berurah paskens, it's not just a Sefer Torah, it's anything that's written on a cloth, has a nudin. Tzorach lasis lemechitza asara. There is a requirement that there be a mechitza asara between the people on the bed and the Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, Mazutra ikl bei Rav Ashi. Mazutra came to the home of Rav Ashi. He saw that in the bedroom of Mabar Rav Ashi, the monarch by Sefer Torah, that there was a Sefer Torah there, and the way he was able to have relations was because he made that mechitza. Amlei Kaman. So he says, according to whose opinion are you acting that way? Rabbi Shuben Levi. You're following the opinion of Rabbi Shuben Levi. They just taught us that if you have the mechitza asara, that's okay. So he commented, Ema, Dom Rabbi Shuben Levi. When did Rabbi Shuben Levi say that you could rely on a mechitza? That's only the Les Bei Beis Achrina. If you have no other room where to put the Sefer Torah. Mar, have you, he said, Hislei Beis Achrina. You have another room where you could put that Sefer Torah. And therefore, you should not rely on the mechitza. To which Rav Ashi responded to him, there are many pshatim lava datoi. One pshat is that I didn't pay attention. I didn't realize that I should be doing that. I forgot that the Sefer Torah. Others say that lav adatoi means that I don't agree. And I agree with Rabbi Shuben Levi that you can rely on that lechatchila. But the halach is you should not rely on a mechitza asara lechatchila. And moreover, when we speak about a mechitza asara, the pais can make a number of very important points. Number one, they say a sheer mechitza, a transparent mechitza, is not considered a mechitza. Number two, a mechitza that doesn't go all the way down, a mechitza that isn't firm in place, is not considered a valid mechitza. The Paiskim, the Taz, says that when we speak about these halachas, so we did differentiate between a Sefer Torah, and as we said a moment ago, anything that's written on a cloth, where Machmer has the din of a Sefer Torah. But says the Taz, there were those that wanted to be Makel on printed Sforim. And he says in Yoridea, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Kotten Ches, that Kol HaMekel B'zeh, whoever tries to be lenient on something that is printed, Osed Litein Esadin. Printed is the same as everything else. Moreover, the Paiskim say that when we speak about printed has the same. We did say covering is adequate. Covering doesn't mean that it has to be covered from all four sides. For example, as we mentioned earlier, if you have a Sforim bookcase in the room and you cover the front where the Sforim are visible, that's considered a adequate covering. But we do also have to remember that the book covers of a sefer are considered part of the sefer. The Mefarshim also point out that, as we know, originally the Gemara was not supposed to be written. It's Torah Shebapeh. But because Rebbe saw Eis Lasis Lashem Hefer Torah Secha, he allowed Torah to be printed. Say the Paiskim, that doesn't in any way diminish the chashivas of a Sefer Torah. And certainly a Sefer Torah that is a Sefer that of a Gemara. And a Gemara has the full-fledged din of a printed Sefer. So we learned in the Mishnah, Kama yarchik mehen umenatzoya, how much must one distance himself from a reglayim and tzoya? Arba amis. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schreira, Amar Rav Huna. Loi shana el achorav. The halacha of Dalar Amis is if the Tzoya or the Meiraglayim are behind you, Avalafonov, if they're in front of you, Marchik Malay Enov, You have to distance yourself as far as you can to say them. And says the Gemara, v'chein l'tefila. And that halacha applies for tefila as well. The Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, however, paskin, that when we speak about Dalet Amos, it means Dalet Amos, as we discussed in our previous year, mimokoim shekol areich. We don't begin counting from where the tzoya is. We begin counting from where there is no odor. What happens if the person who's saying Krishma or Tfila is nebuch blind? And here we say that Lefonov has to be Malay enough. So the Paiskim say, the Bi'ar Lacha says, that we view it as if they were able to see. There's a machlaikis rishonim. What if it's litzdodov? If the tzoya or the meriglaim are to your side, the Rambam's opinion is that tzoya to your tzodim is kala achrov, and dalet amos is enough. The opinion of Rabbeinu Menoyach is that it has to be tzodim kalfonav have to be meloy enayim. The Farshim ask a question. We've learned throughout this Masechta that we're much stricter when it comes to tefillah than to Krishma. So what does the Gemara mean, v'chein l'tefillah? So I saw a very nice pshat. The v'chein l'tefillah was not meant as a statement. V'chein l'tefillah was meant as a question. V'chein l'tefillah, can we be lenient this much on by tefillah as well? And the halacha is you can. Eini, says the Gemara, is Malay Enov the halacha for a Amar Afram by Papa Amar of Chizda. I'm an Adam Kenega Beis Akisei. A person could stand facing the Beis Akisei or Mespalo. So, in those days, and this is very important, the Beis Akisei did not have walls around it. And since the Beis Akisei didn't have walls around it, the halacha is that it's like Tzaya. So, why is just Dalet Amos? Why is the halacha I'm an Adam Kenega Beis Akisei Mespalo? Answers the Gemara, Hocha Beis Akisei. We're talking about a Beis Akisei that doesn't have any tzoy in it. Ask the Gemara, any? For Rabbi Yosef Bachanina, Beis Akisei Sh'omru, whenever we speak about a Beis Akisei, Api She'ein by tzoya, even if it doesn't have any tzoya, or Beis Akisei Sh'omru, and when we speak about a Beis Akisei, it's Api She'ein by Adam. So what are you telling me, the Teretz, that ain't by tzoya is not a heter? Answers the Gemara, Halacha Ma'iskinon B'Charati. We're speaking here about a new Beis Akisei that was never used, and therefore it has a different halacha. Ask the Gemara, V'amibay Leil Ravina. The fact that it was never used, it was just designated to be the room for the Beis Akisei, is a question that was posed to Ravina. Because as Mino, if they designated a room to be the Beis Akisei, Mahu, what is the status of that room? Yei Zimun, is the fact that it was designated for that purpose enough to make it into Beis Akisei? Or Yei Zimun, it has to be actually used. Answers the Gemara. Kima Baile Le Ravina, the question that was posed to Ravina was in a situation of Lameka Malalitzav Luya Begavei. The question was, may you daven in that room which was designated for Beis Akisei but was never quite yet used for Beis Akisei? Alva Kenegdoi, to daven can negate a room that's a Beis Akisei, that's no question. And there, if it's a room that was only designated as a Beis Akisei, but was never used as a Beis Akisei, we could be more lenient. Says the Gemara, Amarova, Hani Bati Ksei de Parsoi. The bathrooms of the Parsoi, Avgav the Isbit Soya, even if there's Soya, Kestumen Domo. They're considered like closed, they don't have a room of a basic, did have a basic kisei. And the reason they don't have a room of a basic kisei is because they're meant for there's a hole where as soon as somebody uses that room as a basic kisei, it rolls away. So the tzoya never sits there. And since the tzoya never sits there, it's not considered a basic kisei. Which of course opens up a very big question. And that is, what is the halacha of our bathrooms that have modern plumbing and the waste is immediately flushed down? This is a shaila that many poskim discuss the Miches Yitzchak takes a lenient view. However, others take a more chumadig view. The Miches Yitzchak is a chelik aleph siman samach. The Shalz Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov Oyer Chaim siman beis says our bate kisos are not considered like the bate kisos bersoi, because the bate kisos bersoi, as soon as the waste came into that receptacle, it rolled away immediately. Whereas in our bathrooms, yes, they're flushed, but the waste remains in the toilet until you flush the toilet, and therefore it's not considered like a batikis de prasoi. And the Chazon Ish also had a shaila how to treat it, and the Chazon Ish was machmer. However, there's another reason that the Paiskim say why we could be more lenient in our batikisoyis than in their batikisoyis. It's something that we discussed in our previous shiur. We mentioned that the Shem Tzion Balacha discusses it. There, bati kisos were made out of material that was highly absorbent, and therefore the tzoya and the mei reglayim remained in their bati kisos. The material that is used to make our bati kisos are not that absorbent, and therefore there may be another reason to be makel. In our perek, we discussed extensively the aloch of a balkeri. The Halach of a Balkeri's permissioning a lot of daven, a lot of learn when, what, where. We know, as we learned not long ago, in Masechta Nida, there's an individual who's a Zov. A Zov, the Halach is as follows. If somebody had one Riyah of Zov, then he is treated like a Balkeri, and he has to go to the mikveh and have Harif Shemesh. If he had two Riyahs or three Riyahs, so it makes no difference, two or three riyas, and they don't need to be like by a woman over 3 days to make horizova. They can even be in 1 day. Such an individual has to have zayin nekiyim. The only difference between somebody who had two riyas or three riyas is that somebody who had two riyas doesn't need to bring a carbon after the zayin nekiyim in order to be able to eat kachim, whereas somebody who had three riyas has to bring a carbon after the Zayin Nekiyim in order to be able to go kachim or to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Mishnah, Zov Shara Keri. There's an individual who's a Zov, and during his Zayin Nekiyim, he saw Keri. Or you have a woman who's a Nida. And we know a Nida needs 7 days. And let's say during those 7 days, she was Peletas Shechazera. And as we discussed, a woman who has relations with her husband, she, the zera that she expels from a body within 3 days of that act is considered a viable zera, and she has the din of a balkeri. So says the Mishnah, Nida, a woman is a Nida, and she had relations with her husband before she became a Nida, and it's within 3 days of those relations, and she's peleta shechva zera. Or hamashameshes, any time in their world when a woman had relations, a husband and wife had relations. So certainly, as we've been learning, the husband becomes a balkeri, but the wife also has that din. And then she becomes a nida. Tzricha tefillah. So they need tefillah for the balkeri, even though they haven't completed the zayin nekiyim. Rabbi Yehuda Paiter begins the Gemara Bailu, but balkeri shara ziva. A balkeri that saw ziva. Rabbi Yehuda mahu. What would be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? And the Gemara explains its question. Do we say, ki am Rabbi Yehuda, when did Rabbi Yehuda say that there's no need to make a tefillah? Hosam b'zav shira keri. The mikara labar tefillahu. Since he's already azov, and as we said, he already is required to have zayin nekiyim, and therefore, the balkeri going to the mikveh won't help. He still has to wait for the end of the zayin nekiyim. But the reverse situation, ava balkeri shira ziva. He was first a balkeri. The mikara, and as soon as he's a balkeri, as we've been discussing, bar tefilahu, he's mechuyev in tefilah. And therefore the halacha is, even though now he became a zav, he already has that chiyev tefilah. Adam alashma.
Toshma. So we bring a raya from our Mishnah. Hamashameshes v'roh so nida. A woman who was a balkeri and then she became a nida. Tzricha tefila. Rabbi Yehuda paita. So explains the Gemara. Hamashameshes v'roh so nida. The woman who was a mashameshes and then she became a nida is similar to balkeri shiroh ziva damya. He's in the same category where the chiyuv tefila came first. And yet, the kapata Rabbi Yehuda, yet we find Rabbi Yehuda says that since now he has to wait for the Zayin Nekim to be over, or she has to wait for her Zayin Nekim to be over, the halach is you don't do tefillah, shema mino. And indeed, says the Gemara, Tanir Rabbi Chiyuv Behedya, Balkeri Shura Ziva, even though the Balkeri came first, Tzarech tefillah, that's the opinion of the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, Poiter. So, there are two points to make. One is, what's the Havamina? The Mishnah isn't the question that we asked, as the Gemara indicates, clear in the Mishnah. So, HaMeshameshes, when we speak about the woman who's a Meshameshes, V'rosa Nida, so Mepharshim say that the Havamina of the Gemara was that the case of a Meshameshes, Ros Nida, wasn't that first she was a Meshameshes, and then a day or so later she became a Nida. But rather, she saw the Dam Nida and the Dam Tashmish came at the same time. But maybe if she was first about Keri, and only later she became a Nida, Rabbi Yehuda would disagree. So what is the Machloikis of the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? So explains Rav Shimon Shkop Zatzal in his Sefer Shari Yosha. The Tanakhama holds that even though this individual will still be a Nida, or this individual will still be a Zov, there is still a purpose in the Tefillah. And the purpose of the Tefillah is to take off Tumas Keri, which Tumas Keri comes with Chumris. Tumas Keri, you're not allowed to learn Torah, you're not allowed to daven. That Chumr doesn't come to the other Tumas. And since that Chumr doesn't come to the other Tumas, the Halach is, be matar yourself from a tumah that has these chumas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a balkeri is not a question of tumah. A balkeri is the two halachas, says Rabbi Shimon, in understanding Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. There's a din of tumah, and there's a din that a balkeri may not learn Torah. The tumah, there's no point in going to the mikveh when he's still going to be tameh. The only point in going to the mikveh is for the Torah part, but we're talking about the Tumah part, and there's no point in going to the mikvah for Tumah if you're still going to be Tumah anyway. Hanu loch mishemesu. We begin the Ezer Hashemiz Baruch, Perek Tfilas HaShachar. Perek Tfilas HaShachar speaks about the halachos of Tfilah. And as the Rishonim explain, after we spoke about Hilchos Krishma, so as we do every morning, first we say Krishma, and then we daven. So it makes sense to speak about Hilchos Tefillah. There's a machloikus Rishonim, if Tefillah is midaraisa or midarabonan. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Tefillah is a mitzvah daraisa. The Ramban holds that Tefillah is only midarabonan. But even according to the Rambam, who says that Tefillah is midaraisa, it's not the way we understand it as we're going to learn in this parak. There is no firm zman for Tefillah. There is no chiv to daven three times a day, midaraisa. There's a chiv to daven every day, to speak about the greatness of Hashem, then ask Hashem what we need for, and then praise Hashem for what He does for us. But there is no set amount of time, and there was no set nusach. Ezra and his Bezdin were the ones that instituted the Shemona Esrei Brachos, that everybody should daven the same nusach every day. And as we're going to learn, with the three tefillahs that we daven every day, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. And later on, in the time of Rav Gamliel, they added the 19th bracha of La Malshinim. Says the Mishnah, Tefillas HaShachar, at Chatzos. The Zman for Tefillas HaShachar is till Chatzos. Rav Yudaima, at Abishos. So of course, all the Rishonim asked the question. When we began the Masechta, we began speaking about Krishma Shal Arvis first. And then we spoke about Krishma Shal Shachris. Why, when we speak about tefillah, do we speak about chakras first? So Pnei Yeshua says that certainly, as we learned on that days, if the reason we spoke about Krishma Shel Avos first is because the Torah says B'shachbecha of Kumecha, so that's a pasuk that speaks about Krishma, not about tefillah. Another explanation is, as we're going to learn, that tefillahs were connected to the kabbonis. So first comes the Tumah Shel Shachar, then comes the Tumah Shel Bein Abayim, and then comes the burning of the Avim and Ptarim. Or, as we're going to learn, the tefillahs were made by the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And since the tefillahs were made by the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Avram came first, then Yitzchak, and then Yaakov. Particularly if we learn that the tefillahs Arvis is Rishus, so it doesn't make sense that the tefillah, which is Rishus, should be mentioned first. So we learned that the shir is ad machloikis ad chatzois or ad arbishos. The man Daman that learns ad chatzois, because as we just said, the carbon tamid chakras is connected to tamid shel shachar. And regarding the tamid shel shachar, it says as a keves achad tasav a biker. And the aloch is that the carbon tamid shel shachar can be brought till chatzois. When we speak according to Yehuda, Arbashos is Arbashos Zmanius. The reason, what does Zmanius mean? That the day is divided into the amount of hours in that day. So in the summer we have longer days and stronger nights, and the winter vice versa. So if a summer day is 16 hours long, each hour will not just be an hour. Each hour will be an hour plus a quarter. Moreover, there's a very big machlokes. How do we count from when to when is day that we should be able to figure out what is Shos Zmanis? The opinion of the Magen Avraham is that we count from the Damora Shachar until the Tzeis, whereas the opinion of the Gro and the Shulchan Aruch Rav is that we count from the nights until the Shkia. The next tefillah is Tefillah Smincha. Tefillah Smincha is Ad Ha'erev, until the night. Why is it called Tefillah Smincha? Because with the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, they brought a Karban Mincha. So, if that's the reason, they brought a Karban Mincha with the Tamid Shel Shachar. The answer is that the Tamid Shel Shachar we could call Shachris. But we don't have, Taisus says in Masech the Pesachim, we don't have another, so that's why we saved Mincha for Tefillas Mincha. Another Pshat, we learned earlier in our Masech on the Avav and Mabez, the importance of Tefillas Mincha. Shein Eliyahu Nena El B'Mincha. Eliyahu HaNavi was only answered by Mincha. And therefore, and they want to suggest that what point was he Nena? When he brought the carbon, when he brought the mincha by the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim. And that's why that mincha is so special. Another reason is that mincha represents 2.5 hours Shos Zmanis before the day ends. And it's better to daven mincha later, says the Rambam, than right after Chatzos. And that's how it's learned here. Which opens up Tefillas Mincha Ad Ha'erev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you could daven mincha ad plag ha-mincha. That means you take the day as a mincha gedoyla. The mincha gedoyla is a half an hour after chatzos. The mincha ketana is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. We divide that in half, which means it's an hour and a half before the day is up, and that's when you could daven mincha. So of course, there's a very big question. When we speak about mincha could be davened until ha'erev, what does erev mean? Does erev mean the shkia, or does erev mean till tzeis ha'kechavim? It seems that the opinion of the Ramah, the opinion of the Gra, is that you could daven, the opinion of the Ramah and the Magen Avraham, is that you could daven mincha until night, until Tzeis HaKochavim. And the reason is because until then, you could daven, you could bring a Karban Mincha. And we just said that that's what the Mincha Tefillah is connected. And the Sha'as HaTshuvas Eretz Tzvi takes this even a step further. He says you could even daven Mincha by Bein HaShmoshes. Because since Mincha is only Midrabanan, and the fact, and the Shaila is Bein HaShmoshes, night or day is a Sofik. So by Sofik Rabanan, Lekula. And we could be Mekel till Tzeis HaKochavim. And so too is the opinion of the Prima Godim. The Mishnah Brura is very machmer, and he says the mincha should be davened before Shkia. Tfilas Erev, when we speak about Ma'ariv and Lekfa, you could daven Ma'ariv all night long. And what does it mean when the Mishnah uses the words Ein Lo Kfa? So Mepharshim explained that the definition of Ein Lo Kfa means that all night long is kosher for davening Ma'ariv. V'shel Musafim, when we speak about the Karban Musaf, Kol Hayoyim. The Karban Musaf could be davened all day long because the Karban Musaf could be brought all day. There's a question if you're allowed to daven Musaf right away in the morning. Many Rishonim say that you could daven Musaf right away in the morning. Because the Karban, not before Shachris, because Shachris is connected to Tamtsu Shachar, which was always the first Karban, but afterwards you could daven it all day long. The Rosh, however, says that a person should not daven Musaf right away at the beginning of the day. As I said, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say Tfilas Musaf is Miyad Achat Tfilas Shachar, but not before Shachris. However, the Rishonim do point out that if somebody daven Shachris before Musaf, since our Mishnah Paskin, you could daven all day long Musaf, but the evidence would be acceptable. So we learned in our Mishnah that Tfilas Shachris is Ad Chatzos. Verminu asked the Gemara, when we speak about the mitzvah of Krishma, it says mitzvah semenetzachama, the mitzvah of Krishma should be said by the nets, kedei shiyismach gulu l'tfilo, that we should say the bracha b'gol Yisrael, and daven by the nets, v'nimtz mispal b'yoyim, and you're davening by day. So it seems that the zman for shachris is by the nets, not till chatzos. Answers the Gemara, Kitanyahi, what that Braisa meant to say, that Braisa was speaking about the people who are v'sikin. As Rashi says, and people who are v'sikin are people who are novim, modest people, mechavvei ha-mitzvah, and they love doing mitzvahs. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, v'sikin are yikoyno yisoy im ha-netzachama. And what the Mishnah is teaching us is, that what that Braisa is teaching us is, that the v'sikin would say Shema right before the netz, and then daven Shachris right by the nets. But that doesn't mean you can't daven Shachris later. For Kul Amma, but everybody agrees, says the Gemara, Ad Chatzos V'Suloi, you can't daven afterwards. Ask the Gemara, V'Amamori B'Reidrev, Huna B'Reidrev Yimri Ba'aba, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Tov V'Loi Spal Arvis, if somebody missed davening a Ma'ariv, Mispal B'Shachris Taim, he should daven two Shachris. Shachris, if he missed davening Shachris, Mispal b'minchashtayim, he can make it up by the next Mincha. So we see that you could daven Shachris later in the day, because if you missed Shachris, you could daven Shachris later in the day until when you're davening Mincha. Answers the Gemara, yes, technically, Kula Hayoyim Matzli V'Ozel, you could daven Shachris. There is a circumstance, as we just described, that you could daven Shachris the entire day. Ad Chatzos, but if you daven till Chatzos, Yavle Schat Tfilah B'Zmano, you get Schat Tfilah B'Zman. B'Kam Ve'Eilach, if you daven after Chatzos, Schat Tfilah Yavle, you'll get Schat for the Tfilah, but that special Schar of Schat Tfilah B'Zmano, that you won't give. The Shita says, the Gemara could have given a very simple answer. The Gemara could have said, that when you're davening shacharis because you when you're davening shacharis by mincha because you missed shacharis, you're not davening it b'toyrus shacharis. You're davening it b'toyrus tashlumim. And when our Mishnah speaks about shacharis, it's not talking about a shacharis which is a tashlumim shacharis. The Mishnah is talking about a shacharis which is a real shacharis. The halacha is indeed that b'di'eh l'chatchila you should daven shacharis by arba shos. If you didn't daven by arba shos, you could daven till chatzos. But the Mishnah Berura says that once chatzos comes, you should not daven shacharis. You don't have any leeway. But the Mishnah Berura says that somebody davened shacharis within the half an hour after chatzos, but the evidence doesn't have to daven over that shacharis. And the reasoning is, because as we are going to learn, the earliest you could daven mincha is a half an hour after chatzos. So since the zman mincha hasn't come, you could still be the ever daven shacharis. Ibayilu. So the following question was asked: Tov lo yispal mincha. If somebody missed mincha, mashi yispal arav shtayim, could he daven ma'ariv twice? Imtim tzloim tov lo yispal arvis. If you say somebody missed Ma'ariv, mispal shacharis shtayim, he could daven shacharis twice. B'shem dechad yomu, night and day is all the same day. The ksiv, as we learned in the first Omer of Amasechta, the Torah says v'yerev v'yvoike yom echad. By us, the day follows the night. So Ma'ariv of last night and shacharis of today is all in the same day. Aval hocha, but when it comes to mincha, tefillah b'makom karban hi. We said in our Mishnah, we're going to discuss that the tefillah was in the place of a carbon. The kivin of a yomer, the halacha by every carbon is, once the day passed, bottle kabana, you could no longer bring that carbon. A dilma, kivin the tzlusa rachmehi, the point of davening is to ask a kodesh baruch for rachmanis. Therefore, the halacha is, kol emes to boy matzli and mazli. You could still daven, make up the mincha by ma'ariv, even though it's not the same day. Toshma. If somebody missed mincha, mispal arav shtayim, and we're not concerned. However, the halach is that's only by shachros mincha ma'ariv. But let's say somebody missed davening musaf on a day that we need to daven musaf. Musaf you can't make up because musaf is a din in the carbon of that day, and once that day passed, there is no longer, that carbon no longer is brought. Also, the Paiskim say, the Tehillah of David says, you can't make up Psuki de Zimra. You can only make up a tefillah. But Psuki de Zimra that was missed, if somebody missed Shacharis, he can make up the Shimon Esrei, but he can't make up the Psuki de Zimra. And actually, I saw the Paiskim suggest that the same Halacha, Darchas Chaim, says that you can't make up a ashiyotzar. If somebody missed ashiyotzar, it cannot be made up. Because ashiyotzar is a hoidah, ashiyotzar is not a tefillah. If somebody missed a tefillah, the mazid, such a tefillah cannot be made up. And not only a tefillah, the mazid can't be made up, but the Shulchan Aruch says that you could daven it b'nedava. And I saw the Paiskim want to suggest that if somebody missed, let's say, Rachman Tzlan, he was sick. So as we're going to learn, you can only make up, the din of tashlumim is only by the tefillah that's right after the tefillah that you missed. But if you're davening it as a nedava, that you could say many whenever you want. So if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, was sick and he was unable to daven for a number of days, technically he could daven many Shmon Esreis, but tefillah's nedava. Says the Gemara, Toshma Adam Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Pasuk in Tekeilah says, Muvus lo yuchel isko, v'chsar lo yuchel imoin, a mistake that can't be corrected. Muvus lo yuchel isko, zesh a bitl krishma shal arvis, v'krishma shal shakras. A tefillah shal arvis, a tefillah shal shakras. V'chsar lo yuchel imoin, zesh nim nechaver al dvar mitzvah. They join together for dvar mitzvah, v'lo nim neimon. So how can you say it can be made up? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, hachamai skin is shabit wa mezit. The din of tashlumim is only if you missed the tefillah b'shagig, not mezit. Amar Rav Ashi Dekin Nami, bitel, the mishnah k'tanah bitel, that you did it b'bitel, when you did it b'mezit, you can't make it up. V'lo k'tanah tov, but if it was a mistake, shema minah, that could be made up. Tanah bonah, Tov lois bala mincha b'erev Shabbos. If somebody missed davening mincha on erev Shabbos, so the mincha on erev Shabbos is a regular weekday Shemin Esrei. By Shabbos, by night, we say a Shabbos Shemin Esrei. The halacha is mispalo Shabbos time. You could say two Meirevs, Shabbos Meirevs. Tov lois bala mincha b'Shabbos. If you miss mincha Shabbos afternoon, mispalo b'motzei Shabbos time shechol. Mavdil b'rishoina, you say havdol in the first one, veina mavdil b'shniya, but not in the second one. Because whenever you daven tashlumin, the first tefillah is the real tefillah, and the second tefillah is the tashlumin tefillah. And therefore, if you missed mincha, Shabbos afternoon, so the halacha is that you make up the first ma'ariv is going to be the matzah Shabbos ma'ariv, that's where you say atachan etanu, but not in the second ma'ariv, that's the makeup for mincha. But if you made Avdol in the second Shemoneh Esrei and not in the first, it's obvious, this is the way the Rosh explains the Gemara, that you meant that the second Shemoneh Esrei should be the real Shemoneh Esrei, and you can't daven tashlumim before the real Chiyuv, and therefore the Shemoneh Esrei also. Remember, the Kivin Dolei Avdol Kamaisa asked the Gemara, does that mean if you missed davening, if you didn't miss Tavdol or Kamandol like Tzoli Dami, you have to daven over? For many, it says, Tavla is Gevurus Gishomim. If you miss Gevurus Gishomim, or you miss Tchias Betchias Amesim, or you miss saying the same Talamata in Baruch Aleinu, Berchus Hashonim, have Dola Bechon and Das, Ey Machzirin Asoy, Neshiyoch Machzirin Asoy. That has to be repeated. But if you missed Havdola Bechon and Das, Ey Machzirin Asoy, Neshiyoch Roy Melchus, you're going to say Havdola. So why is this a problem? If you missed it, it wouldn't be different, says the Gemara Kasha. And here we're going to introduce something that the Rishonim teach us. Many times in Shas we have a question. Sometimes the Gemara leaves a Kasha, and sometimes the Gemara says a Tiyufta. And there's a rule that the Rishonim teach us. When the Gemara says Tiyufta, it means it's refutation. There's no answer. When it's a Kasha, it means there's an answer. What's the answer here? The answer here is that I indeed don't have to say, if I miss saying Atachan Atanu, it's not a problem. But this person didn't miss saying Atachan Atanu. He skipped it in the first one, and he said it in the second one, showing that he means that the first one should be the Tashkumim, and the second one should be the real Shemoneh Esrei. An individual who did that is worse than somebody who wouldn't have said Atachan Atanu at all. And that's indeed the halacha. But if he said Atachan Atanu in both, it would be okay. If he said Atachan Atanu in neither, it would also be fine. Taisus here poses a very important question. He says, what's the halacha if you missed mincha on Rosh Chodesh? And you didn't miss mincha, you didn't say Yalav v'yovah. And we know if you miss Yalav v'yovah with mincha, you need to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. He only remembers at night. At night, it's already not Rosh Chodesh. Should he repeat that Shemoneh Esrei or not? There's no point in repeating it. You're not going to say Yalav v'yovah. On the other hand, you do. So Taisa says it's a Mechloikis Rishonim. He quotes the Rav Moshe Oliver that says that you should daven over again, and he quotes the point of other Rishonim, since he's not going to repeat it anyway, what's the point? So the Eretz Tzvi explains this Mechloikis. He says when somebody misses Yalav v'yovah, what's the reason he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? One way of explaining it is, it's a haskara that has to be said. And if you miss that haskara, you have to repeat it. The other way to explain it is that a Shemoneh Esrei without Yalav v'yovah, when Yalav v'yovah is supposed to be said, is not a Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, he says, that's why you have to daven ma'ariv over, according to Rav Moshe Oliver, because you didn't daven if you missed the Yalav v'yovah. The other Rishonim hold that it's only a haskara you missed, and you're not making it up by Ma'ariv on a day which is not Rosh Chodesh. But says the Eretz Tzvi, let's say you missed Saint Talmoter, and now it's the day where it's changing, so you're not going to say the Saint Talmoter anyway, that's different. Because of Shemoneh Esrei, without Saint Talmoter, it's not a Shemoneh Esrei. Itma, Rav Yosef ben Chanina, Amat Tfilas Avos Titnan. The Tfilas were instituted by the Avos. Shuman Levi Amat Tfilas Kenegat Midim. The Tfilas are connected to Midim. Tanya Kavasa Rav Yosef ben Chanina, The Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Shulman Levi. We have brises that support both of these opinions. Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Shulman Kanin Avram Tikkun Tefillah Shacharis Shneim Aviyashkan Avram Aboyka Al Amokam Shomacham Ein Amida El Tefillah Shneim Aviyam Pinchas VeYifalu Yitzchak Tikkun Tefillah Smincha Shneim Aviyetz Yitzchak Lusu Pesoda Luftos Erev Veit Sichal Tefillah Shneim Tefillah Laoni Kiyatoiv Lufnei Hashem Yishbay Sichoy Yaakov Tikkun Tefillah Arvis Shneim V'yifka b'mokoyim v'yolim shom v'ein b'giy el tefila shenem v'al tifka v'al tispal v'adom v'al tis b'adom rina tefila v'al tifka b'i. So some sefer makes a point. Yaakov Avinu's tefila is the tefila of Rishus. Isn't Yaakov tefila the b'chir sheba'ovis? Yaakov Avinu is the omer ha'ovis, the omer ha'toira. Says the some sefer that's exactly what Yaakov Avinu taught us. That even in a time that you could consider a Rishus, a person has to daven to Hashem. And the Lakuta Yehuda, quoting the Chiddush Rim, says it even further. That Yaakov Avinu taught us that even when it's Arvis, it's dark, we still daven to Hashem, and Hashem hears our tefillos. Continues the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, Kavasei, the Rav Shulman Levi, Neima Amr Tfil Shach Ad Chatzois. Why was Tfil Shach Tfil Chatzois? Shirei Tamin Shal Shach Kar V'Hoil Chach Chatzois. That's until when you can read the Kamin Shal Shach. Rav Yudai Ma'ad Arba Shos, he holds, Shirei Tamin Shal Shach Kar V'Hoil Chach Arba Shos. Everybody agrees it should be brought by Chatzois, but the Chatchila, it should be brought to Arba Shos. Neima Amr Tfil Shmil Chach Arif, Shirei Tamin Shal Ben Abayim Kar V'Hoil Chach Arif. Yudah ma'at plaga mincha, she'tomachos ben abayim, kar v'holach at plaga mincha. Umnei ma'amru, tfilas arev ein lo kva, she'ovir v'dorim, she'tomachos ben arev, krevim v'holachim kol halayla. Umnei ma'amru, she'masofim kol ayoyim, what do we say tfilas musaf all day? She'komim she'masofim, kar v'holach kol ayoyim. Yudah ma'at shevashos, she'komim musaf kar v'holach at shevashos. Deze mincha gdoyla, what is the time for mincha? M'sheh shos, half an hour after Chatzos. The Dievet, if you daven immediately after Chatzos, you yotze. Days of Mincha Ketana. When is Mincha Ketana, which according to the Rambam is the best time to daven Mincha? Meteisha Shos or Machzor L'mala. Ibailahu. Rabbi Yehuda, when he said Plaga Mincha, what did he mean? Plaga Mincha Kamer, that it means from Mincha Kedoyla, or Plaga Mincha Achroin Kamer from the Mincha Ketana. Toshma, the time of Yehuda, Plaga Achroin Amru, Plag mincha was from the mincha ketana. V'hi aches esrei shos chos revia 10 3/4 hours in the day. Ask the Gemara. Name it after Yifter Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. The brisa that tells us of Rishu ben Levi isn't that a question of Rabbi Yosef Bechanina? Amok Rabbi Yosef Bechanina lo'olam ema loch tefilas ovis tiknum. The tefilas were made by the ovis, but then the rabbanon connected them to the kabbonis. The loy tema hachi tefilas musul Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. That says that the office made the tefillah man tikna. Ella, we have to say that even Rabbi Yosef Bechanina agrees that tefillahs office tiknum. They were made by the office, and then it's mechina rabbanon akabonis.